The resurrection means that death isn't the end, because everyone gets to share in Jesus' resurrection. That's why it's exciting. That's why it changes lives. And this can't be an academic exercise. It's far too personal, because we've all known death and we will all experience it. This has happened to us as a church this year. I think of Janet Sharp or Andy Williams, people greatly loved by many of us. It's bitterly sad that they both passed away this year. It is, and we should mourn them. But the resurrection of Jesus means we'll see them again. And then they won't have cancer or eyesight problems or anything else. Jesus said he'd wipe away every tear from every eye. He'll take away every struggle and every pain. He will undo every humiliation and fear and exploitation and abuse because of the resurrection. He stands over everything bad, from the biggest to the smallest things, and says, no, 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 God wins. He looks death and separation and evil in the eye and says, you thought you'd won. You thought you'd got my people, but I have the last word. Everything that separates them from me is done. And that's why it's not just news, it's good news, and it's why people are willing to lose their own life for it. Final thing to say, in the first line of this passage, Paul addresses his readers as brothers and sisters. As Christians, you could say we're a big resurrection family. But no, he is addressing Christians. He's not saying all this great Jesus stuff applies to you, whoever you are. It's for Christians. Bit exclusive, eh? And yet anyone can be a Christian. That's very inclusive. And if you're not someone who calls themselves a Christian today, you need to know God loves you and Jesus did this for you. You don't need morality or religion or a nice community. You need Jesus to take away your sin. It's overwhelming, but it's true. But you also need to respond, because the stakes are high. If you're not sure how to do that, I'd love to speak to you. If you're not ready for that, please do come back and meet with us again. We talk about this stuff every week. In fact, as we heard, a week from now, we have two carol services. What I call a kind of down-to-earth all-age one and a classy grown-ups one. And they'll both be great events, great atmosphere, great singing and so on. But the reason we want people to come isn't just to have a good time or experience how friendly our church is. It's because of the resurrection. It's because 2,000 years ago, Jesus defeated death, both literally and symbolically. It's done. Nothing is bigger or more important than this. So why not use the easiest invite of the year? Tell your friends, meet for a drink before or a mince pie after, whatever, but bring people along. Have confidence. The baby who arrived at Christmas grew up and then died and rose again, and it's news and it's good. It's good news.